Testing, testing, hot out, bound car. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you ready?
I'm all ready.
You on here? Come on, let's go inside and get started.
Dusty out in that hall.
Hey, get a load of fudge over there.
Oh, would I like to fuck you just once.
Dusty out in that hall.
What's my temperature, Norton?
Oh, come on, let's get moving.
Isn't there any lot here?
Yeah, about 300 pounds.
A 20% percentage.
And now, who is our next guest, please?
Herb, here's our next guest.
Humma, 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 humma. Ed Norton. Ha, ha. What's this?
The Honeymooners Podcast, the only podcast that is all about the greatest show of all time, with the stars, Joe Conte and Louis Fats.
If they ever institute a Nut of the Month Club, I've got a very good idea who's going to be January and February.
Welcome, fellow raccoons and members of the Women's Auxiliary. What's happening, all you hurricanes? Benson Bombers, Benson Hurst Bombers, Benson Bombers. That's a wonderful show from the late 70s. Sorry about that. Well, all you Benson Hurst Bombers and all you Herb Norrises of the world, you're listening to the Honeymooners Podcast with me, Joe Conte, and my pal Louis Fats.
If we'll all be seated now, we'll get on with it. It shouldn't take very long. This will is quite short. And there's no question as to its legality. So I shall skip the technicalities and get right down to the bequeaths.
Bequeaths?
Bequeaths.
Bequeaths.
I had to play that like 100 times. I think that's what it is.
I love that word, skip. That should have been one of our words. Only podcast all about the greatest show of all time. We record in the non-productive studios at 328 Chauncey Street in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, also known as Clifton, New Jersey. Subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast. And if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and leave a positive review, and we'll read them. The home base, if you don't do the podcasting, is non-productive.com/honeymooners, so that you can get every episode from episode 0 to 122. Don't forget to like our podcast, our Honeymooners Podcast Facebook page, and our Honeymooners Podcast group on Facebook, which is just killer.
Oh, exploding.
It's awesome. It's everything we wanted for our page, but we couldn't do. And because of Ira.
Yeah, exactly. Joe Rogan's very nervous right now. We're creeping up on him.
We're creeping up on Joe Rogan. And if you want to leave us a voicemail, or don't forget, you follow us on Twitter at Honeymooner1. And if you want to leave us a voicemail, call 628-400-7741. If you want to email us, it's honeymoonerspodcast@aol.com. Aren't they ancient? Yeah, of course we are. And if you want to support us on Patreon, you just go to the website and you can do that. But Lou, welcome.
Joe, 122.
122.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thunk it?
Not me or you, right. For sure.
As Dizzy Dean would have said, who'd have thunk it?
You would have thunk it. Exactly.
This is a big week.
This is, and we're going to get into it at the end of the show.
This is bigger than Wallace's big night. This is huge this week.
This is a big week, and everybody knows what the big week is. And if you're listening to this in the future, 4 or 5 days from now, we're about to have our first annual Honeymooners Podcast Raccoon Convention. Or as somebody called it, Honeymooner Con. Yeah. At Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Pernt Pleasant, New Jersey. Yeah. And we're just, it's getting close, and it's starting to come together.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And we're looking forward to it. But at the end, if you're going, listen to at the end, because we're going to give you some tricks, perners.
Some tricks and perners
to help you for when you do go there to get you settled in.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, definitely.
Yep.
This way, when you walk in, you'll be comfortable. You'll know exactly what's about to happen.
Right.
You know,
just come up to me and give me everything in your wallet. But we're definitely looking forward
to it. Happy belated birthday, Joe Connie.
That's right.
Yesterday,
April Fool's Day, we're recording this Sunday. I am the April Fool. And I don't want to brag, but you know what? I'll get into it as soon as we do our full-grown nut thing, which I have to get this stuff set up. But 122,
yes,
we're looking forward to it. This is going to be an exciting weekend for sure.
Oh, God.
And we have
weekend of hilarity.
Yeah. Should we wait? We got to do our sponsors first. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think we do the sponsors.
Yeah. I think so. And of course, our sponsor is one of our sponsors is Silk City Hot Sauce. All right. You go to silkcityhotsauce.com. Right. And what you do is you purchase some of the best hot sauce on the planet. And unfortunately for now, there is no more honey habanero hot sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flew off the shelves.
Flew off the shelves almost as quick as Cramden's.
Cranmar's
delicious Marshall.
I still like delicious Marshall.
Delicious Marshall. So what you do is you go to silkcityhotsauce.com. You can purchase a la carte. You can pick out whatever ones you want. They also have packages with different types. And they all have cool names, a lot of them, not just ours, but have to do with the shows that he does sponsor with, which is Kingfish Levinsky.
Yeah, Levinsky.
You know, like Badass Jew was Aaron Berg.
Yep.
Great, hilarious comic guy I know. And ours, which was the Honey Habanero Hot Sauce, and different things. So at the very least, it's an entertaining website because you see very strange titles for their hot sauces. But they're great. Absolutely.
Everything. It's all good for you.
It's exactly. I mean, it really is. It's good for you, you know?
How can this harm you? It's homemade, pal.
Exactly.
See? Homemade.
That's,
homemade. And I mean, never palm.
You know, and listen, if you ever take some out, like you got some, you know, you have people coming over, you know, you could just take this out and you're going to hear people.
I know I've never tasted it before, but there's something about the aroma I recognize.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is
Jerry Sriracha.
I've never tasted anything like it before.
Yeah, you have. Maybe you tasted like cherry sriracha.
And you spit it out your mouth and you hit Mr. Peck right in his jack.
So what you do is when you're done ordering your hot sauce, you go to the checkout counter, and in the middle there'll be a little box where it's a coupon code where you can put in a coupon code, and you put in two letters, and those letters are?
RX.
RX.
Yeah,
and you get yourself a 15% percentage off of your order. And then you'll get a free bottle of
cherry sriracha.
I'm sorry, sir. I couldn't think of the word.
It never gets old.
It gets funnier.
It really does. It does. Oh, it gets funnier.
I look forward to saying I say.
It really does get funnier. So don't forget, go to SoakCityHotSauce.com and get yourself some great hot sauce and put RX in the coupon code and get yourself a 15% percentage off of your order. And then you don't get the
bottle. No, you're not getting cherry sauce. That's
that
for comedic
purposes. That is strictly for comedic purposes. Exactly.
And we'll use that word comedic loosely on
the show. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Because it really is.
This is just delicious.
It really is just delicious. So, and before we start, we have our other wonderful sponsor, and that is
good.
It's my lovely wife.
Your wife? You mean to tell me that your wife? This is like my second favorite thing.
Yes, my wife. And my wife is a she does a travel agency business on the side, and if you go to keystothecaribbeantravel.com, you can contact her, or if you just want to contact her on social media, Facebook, it's Beverly Conti, and she will hook you up with all of your travel
needs.
Needs, yeah. Help you book things, find the right excursions, all of that stuff, and none of it, you get no charges.
No commission charge. With the prices. No add-ons.
And she will do all of the work for you. And you will get all of the pleasure of doing whatever you do on vacation.
And a free bottle of cherry sriracha.
I'm sorry, sir. I couldn't think of the word.
It wasn't cherry sriracha. It's a free ski ski lift ride. I don't know, but and just remember when you talk to my wife, make sure when you say goodbye, just say
RX.
All right, you know, just make sure you say that. I don't know. But if, and especially for all of the great hot spots around the world, yes. The big vacation mm-hmm. spots like Asbury Park.
Which we're not going to be far from.
Not going to be far from Asbury Park.
So if you want to go take a little stroll out down to Asbury Park.
Yeah, if you're looking for a little, you know, bring one of those little metal detectors for the uranium field.
Uranium field? Maybe. Find some.
And of course, Bismarck, North Dakota.
Go
absolutely.
There. Everybody wants to go there.
Yeah. Mexico.
Mexico?
Yeah. If you want to, if you're
looking. Fill your car up with gas.
Yeah, exactly. Just point it towards
there,
Mexico.
She'll take care of the thing when you get into Mexico.
Tibet.
Tibet.
How about Vienna?
Vienna?
Vienna. We really haven't mentioned Vienna.
No, we've never mentioned Vienna.
Good place to go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Beautiful
you're looking
place.
To get your head examined in another country. Go to Vienna.
And have some schnitzel. Perfect.
Yes. Exactly. So go to KeysToTheCaribbeanTravel.com. Ask for my wife, Beverly, and she will take care of you. Okay? Let's get going with the show. On with the show. And what we have to do is start off with what we start off every show, and that is, here we go.
Verily.
Nope, sorry, we messed up.
What'd you do?
We forgot to do the last episode's Full Grown Nut.
Okay, we'll go back.
We totally forgot. Right. We forgot. So we'll have to play that again.
Oh, why? That's okay. To hear Dave say verily again?
Yeah, exactly.
That's not too hard on okay. ears.
So our last full grown nut was Tom Bohan, who shot right up the charts.
Right up the charts.
Just right up the charts. Right up there. He ended up upstairs.
Yes.
And well deserved.
Yes.
And he posted a thing to commemorate his being full grown nut of the week, and he said, "I just heard the new podcast. Wow, to go from Ranger Third Class to full grown nut of the week, this is surely the world of great opportunity. I want to assure everyone that I'm adding a clause to my full grown nut contract that says once a year I must return to this group and post an item." Tom Mohan's a killer.
Great. Oh, he's great.
He's a killer.
He's great.
He's just great. So, congratulations to Tom from last week. And now, again, Valerie. There we go.
There we go.
Valerie. The Honeymooners Podcast knights the full grown nut of the week. Aren't you lucky?
Great song. I can listen to this all day.
Great version, too.
Yes. Excellent.
It gives me real pleasure to present to you this award.
Rob Dial J for Lily, a.k.a. Brother Norton.
That's right, Brother Norton.
Norton.
And you guys probably know Brother Norton from the Honeymooners Raccoon Lodge Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs that. And I hate to, you know, say it, but Rob's a friend of mine. And Rob is helping us so much
immensely
with this
convention.
Upcoming convention that sorry, guys. He snuck right in front to get into the Madison Square Garden to watch the fights.
Right, that's right.
But yeah, so Rob Dial J for Lily. AKA Brother Norton. Well deserved, not only because he's a good friend of mine, but he's also he's helping us out so tremendously.
Unbelievable what he's doing. Unbelievable. You will see his works when you get there.
You will see. It's going to look so cool. Yep. We'll talk about it afterwards.
Yes,
congratulations. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. All right. Let's get into the show a little bit more. And one of the things that I wanted to just brag about, I hate to brag. But Louis mentioned that it was my birthday yesterday, which is April Fool's Day. And everybody likes to comment the fact that I'm a comedian and I'm born on April Fool's Day. Yeah. But yesterday at 11:47 p.m., right before 13 minutes before my day was over, I got a text message and it said, "Just under the wire. Happy birthday, Joe. I hope you had a great day. Whoa, ho, what a surprise. Brian Carney."
How's that?
How is that, guys? My pal, Brian Carney, and I didn't even know he knew my birthday. And he's not on social media, so I don't know how he found out. But How cool is that?
That's great.
Sent me a voicemail.
That's like the Grand High Exalted Mystic Ruler writing a speech for you.
Exactly, right? Yeah. He sent a text message to me? I could have sent myself my own text message. But it's just, it's so cool.
Oh, great. And he's just a naturally great guy. And you guys, we're going to meet him.
You're going to love
it. We're going to love it. We're going to end it right here.
End it right there.
Because we got a lot of talking to do.
But yeah, we got stuff to talk about.
Great show here.
Yes. Okay. So what we wanted to do is, one thing I wanted to get into, rather quickly, not going to spend a whole lot of time, but is $99,000 answer.
Yes.
Which, just going to say, might bring up, it might give you an idea of what's going to happen on Sunday.
Sunday, yes.
A little bit. Think of the $99,000 answer. So,
big part of the committee.
Yeah, yeah. So I was watching the episode, and first of all, I can't help but think of the podcast because of the herp. And coming the next, is our, next bus driver and comedian from Schenectady and all that kind of stuff. But one thing I noticed, and we all love Mrs. Manicotti, all right? We talk about her in Mambo.
Yes.
That moment of her in the middle.
Steals the scene. Nope, to me, nobody even exists in that scene but her.
Yeah. And you have two of the big characters who are two beautiful ladies.
Right.
And we're like, we don't even
look at them. We don't even look at Carlos.
Carlos. None of them. Carlos. And so what I noticed, and I'm sure you guys have, but I've never actually said it or thought of it, is that, what's her name?
Zama Cunningham.
Zama Cunningham. What a set of pipes she has.
Yeah.
She, and I don't know if she was a professional singer, but she was obviously a professional thespian. She was probably in plays and Broadway and all of that
bit
stuff.
Bit parts, and you may have not noticed her, probably in bit parts in movies,
right,
doing all this stuff.
A pro.
Yes. Because she was really prevalent, Joe, in the Lost episode.
Yes.
She comes up with parts,
She played Mrs. Manicotti,
without the Italian accent.
Right. Which is just funny in itself.
It's just funny. And then there was another one. She's like some kind of, I don't know, she's sitting behind a desk or something. The secretary
or something like that. Right. But, excuse me. Did anybody notice that she has an amazing voice?
Yeah, she could sing.
She could sing. Like, I know she only sings in that, But, wow. And I just want to play it for you guys to really listen to her sing.
I don't care if it is the police. Let them in.
Quiet, everyone.
Guadamaracomabella, spiritanto sentimento.
I have it. Take me back to Sorrento, 1898, written by Ernesto de Quisto.
I give up.
Dude,
she hits that note at the end.
She hits that note.
High note.
She didn't need a coronet for that.
No, she hit that high note.
That, to me, amazing.
Yeah.
Utterly amazing for her to come in here. And, hey, listen, if she would have missed the note or if it didn't sound right, it would have been kind of funny, I guess, but killer. Yeah. Absolutely killer. I thought it was, I'm just sitting there going, wow, could she sing?
Yeah.
And you can always tell that Audrey can sing. You ever hear her
Humming? When she's humming in the background?
Yeah, you can tell she probably could sing. Mm-hmm. Never heard of her being a singer or singing, but I bet you she could sing.
Yeah, when she's humming those little tunes to herself when she's by herself, and she could hear it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even, again, in The Lost, she's always doing it in The Lost.
Right.
All the time.
All the time. Yep, exactly. So if anybody knows if,
Zama Cunningham.
Zama Cunningham, if she was a singer, I mean, I could probably Google it, but I'd rather make one of you guys do it and then email it to me, so I appreciate that.
You got too much stuff to do. Worry about Zama Cunningham's singing career.
Okay. So the second part of the $99,000 answer. Is the my goodness. Gotta do it. I forgot, but here we go. This is all tied in, and I apologize for the I'm a little all over the place, and it is, where is it? Here we go. Oh yeah.
The Honeymooners Podcast now presents Here's an Item. This is where we have one of our lusciously lovely listeners present some material for this prestigious, proficient program. Oh dear, I've dribbled all over myself. And now, without any more ado...
Here's an item.
Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And if there's ever a chance where we can squeeze in, we'll try to squeeze it in somewhere, that intro, we always try to.
Oh, God, yes.
For sure. So here is an item, and it kind of fits into what we're doing here. From Jeff Young, okay? There was a whole episode about you called Young.
Jeff Young at Heart.
Heart, yeah, Jeff Young at Heart. So silly. So Jeff sent us an email, and he said, watching the $99,000 answer, one simple inconsistency occurs to me. Ralph comes out full of bluster and confidence the second time.
Yes, the second time.
He's casual and relaxed, vowing to make it to the end. Where is the Ralph who was the bug-eyed chef of the future? The one who stammered and couldn't keep his hands still or utter a word in front of the camera. Sure, a little bit of that comes out when he doesn't know the answer, but that's just panicky reaction to failure. Am I right?
Herp.
And, of course, it's true. It's like, wait a minute, why is Ralph Crampton a nervous wreck in front of millions of people? When he's doing a commercial, but
because there's no audience out there, it's just
there's no audience.
It's Eddie Hanley in the camera.
The camera,
exactly. Yeah.
And when it came to a game show where there's a lot of pressure to answer questions, he ends up totally fine.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a cute little here's an item, and obviously all of it is for the show, but it's still kind of funny how it's like, you know, and especially the contrast from the first time to the second time.
Yes.
And I think we said, and the reasoning is because, and Louis said this, he goes, what was, because in between the first and second, studying the piano, all of that.
Well, I want to say, now, here's an item. Now, say they didn't run out of time, and Ralph's out there in his nervous state, just picking his topic off the board about popular songs.
Popular songs.
He's unprepared.
Right.
What would have happened if Herb started asking him questions in his state of mind?
Right. Especially because he was nervous.
Nervous.
Now, was he not nervous because he did all the studying?
The prep. I think when he comes back the next week.
I think that's the idea.
So now he's all prepped, all confident
a little cocky.
A little cocky, yep. And he thinks he's going to knock this out of the park.
Right.
Where the week before, he's this stammering idiot.
He is the chef of the future.
He's chef of the future. He's chef of the future.
Chef of the future. Yep.
But fortunately, they ran out of time.
Yeah, fortunately.
Fortunately for him. Well, not that it mattered the way it turned out, but he probably would have been better off in his...
He might have actually known.
Gotten Swanee River.
He might have gotten Swanee River. Exactly. So to kind of pile on to that, I noticed that when he does come out the second time, how much fun Herb Norris or... Jay Jackson.
The actor.
And I think it's Jay Jackson, the actor, is totally enthralled with Gleason.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, when you go, and I'm going to play it, and I mean, you listen to it, but you watch him, he's like a little kid. He's a little kid just watching his favorite, you know,
entertainer, singer, like, or whatever you want to call it.
And he's just having so much fun.
He seems like he's so happy to be there in that part.
And yeah, exactly.
As opposed to man at the door who's who's praying for this 15 seconds to pass.
Exactly. Don't forget, we got a voice. Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. I was wondering why I forgot it. We weren't going to do it. Okay. So now let's go to that. And I'd like to get into that and just hear them. Here we go.
Bang, zoom.
I love that. Play the piano. Do you ever notice the piano? It almost... Listen, that's just me. Yeah. You notice when him playing the piano and then it goes into the
band.
It sounds like it's the same. It's like it transitions perfectly.
Yeah, it's the same song.
It is, right? Yeah. Okay, yeah. I was going to say, because I was like, wow, that is perfect. Yep. Almost like it's the same song. Okay.
And now,
the star of our show, Herb Norris!
Thank you very much. Welcome to America's most exciting show, the $99,000 answer. And now, Tom, who is our first guest, please?
Herb! Our first guest, ready to leap the first hurdle on his way to the $99,000 answer, is our
comedian
from Brooklyn, Mr. Ralph Cramden. How do you do, Mr. Cramden? It's nice to see you again.
It's nice to be back here.
Now, I remember last week we had just got to the point in the program where you had selected your category popular songs.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Now, you've had a whole week to prepare. Tell me, have you done much studying?
Oh, just a little.
Just a little. Spare time sort of thing.
Sort of spare time.
I see. All right.
No sense of going over what you already know.
I guess you're right. That's right. Now, let's get on with our competition.
He's
maybe
just
have a card
thoroughly
explaining the game and the first question. Thank you. I have here your first question.
When he waves to the girl,
yeah.
When he does that kind of wave, like, how are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
So you think that's almost like an ad lib?
I think so.
Because he jumped on Herb.
Yes. I think whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's an ad lib.
Yeah. Because yeah. Herb was ready to go.
Ready to go.
Then when he turns and kind of gives the
wave,
how
that
are you?
Confident, that to, confident,
that confident wave,
like, how are you? I'm about to win a lot of money, so in case my wife divorces me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is so much fun.
Question. Now, Mr. Cramden, you know how the $99,000 answer works. We start with the first question worth $100, then our second hurdle is worth $600. After that, our hurdles become higher, and naturally, the questions become a little more difficult. Our fourth hurdle is worth $6,187.50, and if you answer...
That fake laugh, like, yeah. like this is going to be the easiest
you're,
thing.
Yeah, you're talking about these low hurdles. I don't care about the young one with $99,000. I'm worried about $630, whatever.
This is so great.
Answer that. The next one is worth $12,375. Now then, we keep rolling along and doubling the money until finally you get to the $99,000 answer. Now, you can stop anytime you feel like it and take what money you've won up to that point. Now, is that all clear, Mr. Cramden?
It certainly is, and if I may, I'd like to make a little statement.
Why, surely, go right ahead.
I intend to go straight on forge ahead to the $99,000 answer. Yeah.
How great is Jay Jackson here?
Oh, he's just absolutely
He's
great.
Phenomenal.
He's so great, dude.
I always thought, and I know probably a lot of people out there probably thought the same, that he actually was the host of that show.
I thought he was a host of a
something.
Show.
Just like, his natural way of doing things.
Yeah.
I really thought there was a Herb Norris.
That's what I thought.
Serious. I did.
I thought that was him playing a cameo.
Yeah.
Of a somewhat popular host for some sort of trivia game that wouldn't be the
99,000. Right. But he's fantastic.
He's fantastic.
He's fantastic.
He's so great. And he is absolutely loving this scene with Gleason.
He's loving it.
Because, of course, he probably didn't rehearse it with him. You know, whoever was reading Gleason's lines.
So he's seeing Gleason come out.
And seeing those. He's making the faces of, like, I got this, you know. Oh, it's just absolutely tremendous.
That's wonderful, Mr. Cameron. I think it's only fair to point out to you, though, that you don't need to make that decision now. You can stop at any time you want to and take the money you
Well, I made up my mind, and I thought you might as well know it, and I know it, and they know it, and everybody knows it.
I see. Listen, tell me, have you discussed this at home?
Now the big laugh comes.
Yeah, there it is.
You talked it over with your wife?
Yes, I did, and regardless, I am going for the $99,000.
That's a real laugh. That is a real laugh. He is genuinely laughing at Jackie Gleason's delivery of that joke.
Yep.
Absolutely hilarious.
I see. Well, that's quite a decision. I guess you really know your popular songs, right?
Well, I don't like this.
All right, Mr. Cameron, I wish you a lot of luck, and here's your first question for $100. Are you ready?
I certainly am.
All right, Mr. Cramden, for $100, who is the composer of Swanee River?
Swanee River.
That's right, Swanee River. Can we have a few...
It's amazing how he goes from so confident, king of the world, and within 5 seconds, he is the poor soul. Yeah. He's the poor soul. Yeah. He is panicked.
How clever was that.
Oh.
Could you imagine the first time where you're sitting in the studio audience, not even going to realize, like, oh, I wonder what song they're gonna start. Is he going to go up to the 99,000?
Right. Answer? Is he going to get stuck halfway
Maybe
through?
Maybe some people had the idea that it was going to be Swanee River because he never said it to Norton when he played it. Why must you play that?
I just don't.
But I can't see anybody thinking like that.
That much. Exactly.
It's brilliant, brilliant writing right there.
Fantastic. And,
two bars of Swanee River, Jose.
His face, the bulging eyes.
That's Swanee River.
That's right. Now, who's the composer? Your time's running out. Hurry up. You better take a guess.
Humma, 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 humma. Ed Norton.
What is reaction?
Oh, I'm terrible.
Now, I'm just realizing this. This, who's the composer of Swanee River, mm-hmm. Ed Norton, might be one of those, because we're just, and almost everybody who's listening, huge fans. It's not Hello Ball in the amount of how big and popular that line is, mm-hmm. but dude, it's up there.
Yeah.
Because so many people go, who's the composer of Swanee River? Ed Norton?
Ed Norton.
Yeah. It's... Dude, it's huge.
It's a line.
It's a DEFCON 1. Everybody knows this line. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe not as much as Hello Ball.
No.
But way up there. I forget how many times people will say to me, you know, who's the composer of Swanee River? Ed Norton.
Ed Norton.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Definitely.
Might be one of those iconic lines mm-hmm. that we don't even realize because we're so ingrained in it.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. people who don't even know the show that much know that line. Yep. And I'm like, wow. Because we always think it's Hello Ball mm-hmm. and Bang Zoom and To the Moon.
I just wish I could remember the first time I saw this and how I can't, you know, we don't know.
No.
How I reacted to it.
I know.
I know.
Oh, it's amazing.
I know.
Brilliant, clever line. It's just the whole thing.
The whole thing.
And his interaction with him and Gleason's cockiness to make Ralph Cramden so cocky and the little wave to the girl. Just go watch it one day and watch every little piece of that screen. It's just, it's tremendous. Mm-hmm. It really is. Oh, anyway, sorry. I got a little emotional. I apologize.
Like when the United States won the Davis Cup.
Okay, so that's our little bit with the $99,000 answer, which might be in my top five. It might, at least in my top 10.
I would say it's 10. Probably in people, almost everybody's top 10.
Top 10, yeah. I don't know, DEFCON 3s, I'm not sure.
Maybe not, but. Those people always look for that little bit more.
Because it's almost like, yeah, we know, you know, same thing.
Right.
You know, yeah, I know, everybody, because everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows the, you know, him playing the piano and the Ed Norton thing. But my goodness.
And Jealous McGarrity.
Which is the stuff that DEFCON 1s don't know.
No.
And that's what this podcast has always been about. What it turned into was appreciating the little things.
Small details.
Small details.
It's true, though. When you see people on the posting, they're looking for things. And I don't care. We're going to take credit for it. We've opened your eyes to all these things. I mean, you may have noticed it, but didn't notice them in this capacity.
To make it
50,000 gallons.
To make it part of your watching experience.
Yep.
That's the mm-hmm. thing. If you happen to be like, oh, wow. But that's what we do now.
Yeah.
All of us. We're looking for those little things. Part of it is they're helping. We're doing it for the show.
That's right, because we have
and
to
now, And now these maniacs.
22 episodes.
And these maniacs are helping us.
Yep.
And we get to give them credit.
Yep.
Which helps us, obviously. Yeah. But and I'm sure it makes it even more enjoyable.
Yes.
Than
the,
just
oh,
watching.
God, yes. Something new and different.
Something new and different. That's what people want. All right. So now we're going to shift gears and go to Ralph Cramden, Inc.
Inc. Yes.
Yes. Now, you want to preface where we're going to go with this?
Yeah, we're going to start right at the beginning, which is always a good place to start.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Opening scene. Ed's on the bench. Of course, he's got his little thing. He's got his pen in one breast pocket. He's got his pad in the other one.
And where are they?
They're in Central Park.
Central Park.
Central Park.
Central Park.
He's got his binoculars, and he's watching birds. Because they watch him.
Because they watch him. Woodpecker. Great joke. Love that joke.
Great joke.
Gets very little reaction
very
from the audience
because people God, don't. You got a wooden head.
Yeah, you got a wooden head, and
it's a tough one to pick up on live studio audience.
Exactly.
It's a kind of a process joke. You got to process it. A couple seconds, which seems like an eternity.
But when you're in a studio audience, you're excited to just, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're not catching it.
Nope.
But I think it's a great,
hilarious joke. What a great, clever line. Absolutely.
So, where was I? Oh, it's in Park.
Yes, you were in Central Park.
You know, with the lunch, and Ralph comes to Ed. Ed's, you know, the yellow belly sapsucker. Blah, blah, blah. Then correct. Have lunch, and then Ralph says to him, I wanted to meet you here today, normally, blah, 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 for lunch. And, you know, Norton pulls out the sausages.
Yep. Look,
the run of the litter. You know, the little sausage at the end. So now, here's the question. When did they set this up? Ralph works on a bus.
Right.
Ed's in a sewer.
I'm sure he sent him a text message.
Yeah,
like Brian, Brian sent me a text message.
Joe gets a text message from Brian Carney.
Hey, E-N, meet me at CP. T-T-Y-L. Talk to you later.
Ralph, that's the answer. Okay. I'm just kidding. LOL. The... So this meeting, like, when did this happen?
Right.
Okay, when was this set up? Now, we all know why they're there.
Correct.
Now, the second part of it is, Ralph says to Ed, you know, can I borrow $20? I gave somebody a change for a dollar bill. May have given him a 20 instead of like a dollar bill.
$20
$20 short.
Right.
He's got to hand in his receipts
right
that night. So I'm like, okay, this is the midday.
Correct.
When did you find out you were short? Okay. Yeah. Were you counting your register in the middle of the day?
Right.
You know. Okay. Now here's the other kicker.
Okay.
Yeah, this
is what I like.
This is me and Joe put our heads together on this one. This is what I like. It's not going to make any sense.
This is what I like.
So, now, is Ralph trying to just scheme $20 out of his best friend?
It's a great question. Because, look, we know what the writing
go ahead,
is,
Joe, go ahead.
And we know, hey, they're supposed to meet here, and there's no way to set it up to where he can call, you know, they're not going to do all that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad your boss answered the question and sent you the note to get down there so you can meet me. They're not going to do all that.
Put in a bottle and threw it down a sewer.
Exactly. They're suspending reality,
yeah,
and you're just supposed to figure out that he got in touch with them and they're there. But I love the idea about him that... Maybe he set this whole thing up to scheme Norton out of $20.
Think out of $20.
Scheme out of $20.
Because all of a sudden now it becomes an investment.
Don't right.
you at all.
Thank you.
It all comes out as an investment. It's just $20. I thought you had to turn this into the cashier.
Right.
Now all of a sudden it's an investment.
It's an investment.
Like, what happened?
Total scheme. So now the question is, was this Ralph's plan from the beginning? To scheme Norton out of $20.
Yeah.
So now, I guess, to make a little fun, what would, just so you guys can have some fun with it, what was Ralph wanting the $20 for?
Yeah.
Have some fun with it.
Yeah, just
do you think that it's a possibility?
First of all, yeah, do you think it's a possibility?
Do you think Ralph, would have tried to scam Norton out of $20? I think yes.
I say so, too.
I think he would have.
Because now, wait, what do it is what you don't do it. And what is that? You don't pay me back. So this is obviously not the first time.
Right, exactly.
So this has been happening. But this is, to me, when I was watching it this morning, and, you know, it's coming up my line, and I'm saying, wait a minute. He's scheming his friend out of 20. He's got nothing to do with the receipts.
How great would that be is if that's how they wrote it? Just a subtle undertone to say, hey, you know what? We're going to say this, but just for us.
Yeah.
This is really him just trying to scheme Norton out of $20. Which would be the coolest thing if we found out, you know? We spoke to one of the writer's grandkids and was like, oh, yeah, he said that was the whole scheme.
When you think of you go down the line, like, you know, above and beyond anything, above and beyond my salary. And then, then he's sitting there like, oh, you do drive a hard bargain. You know, okay. And the eyes go up in the air like, oh, whew. Like,
yeah. Well, hey, listen, would pay $15 for this. You want to buy it?
Like,
exactly.
He would take $15 off his bet. Joe, it must be one of our first podcasts where we say that Ralph Cramden rotten friend,
rotten
Ed
friend.
Norton, best friend in the world.
Right. And then, of course, now we have Michael Bruce, who believes Ed Norton did some terrible things, like just some unfriend, a non-friend things to Ralph, and he's convinced of it,
yeah.
Which kind of contradicts our whole thing of Ed Norton. But I know what he's saying, but you know what? I will now believe that Ralph was trying to scam him $20
yep.
out of Ed.
Yep.
Like, how did you know already that you're down $20 lunchtime?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's $200. He was trying to get
$200. Yeah, today's money.
He scammed me out of $200.
Today's money. That's $200.
$200. Unbelievable.
That is.
I love it.
I'm going with the scam.
Scam or no scam. And if you do think he was a scam, what do you think he wanted to do with the $20?
Just blow it, because that's what he does with money anyway.
True. Yeah, yeah. It is true.
He'll have $20, and then tomorrow he won't have the $20, and one of the people that has nothing to show for it.
But then at the same time, he's a cheapskate.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yes.
He's a cheapskate, but he spends all his money.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? Because he spends it on himself, on the dumb stuff.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't want to spend money on a TV.
No.
Or
telephone. Drapes.
Right. Drapes.
Stuff like
drapes.
That.
Drapes.
And he tries to scam him again at the end.
Yeah.
And Alice says, right. You know, basically, you know, you owe him 35%.
Right, right. I'll take care of him.
I'll take care of him. What do you mean by, you know, like, what do you mean? You know,
exactly.
Whatever, you know, so yeah. I'm just looking out for everybody, you know.
Right.
He's looking out for yourself. We know who you are.
Right, right, yeah. If you think I'm going to do that to such a wonderful girl like Trixie, you're crazy. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So that's the question.
It's a great question.
It is.
I love it. Know, that's our question for the week.
Think about that. Watch it.
Yep.
Watch it, because it's the very beginning. Easy to find. Oh, another thing, Joe. What happened with this Pluto TV thing? All of a sudden,
we found out, you know, Pluto was playing the Honeymooners. Everybody's going to it. And then they kept the lost episodes up and took the regular Honeymooners down. I don't know if it's CBS or
whoever.
They're sticklers.
Yeah.
They're sticklers on YouTube.
YouTube, yep.
So boo to CBS or Pluto. Because now we can't get the regular Honeymooners
on Pluto.
Oh, it was perfect.
Perfect.
So, all right. Now, before we head out. Okay, we have a voicemail.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys recognize the voice, you might remember him from a very earlier on episode, him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is.
Hey, Joe, it's Mark Cerrone. Hope you remember myself and my wife. Her grandfather is Mike O'Dowd in the Bensonhurst Bomber episode that we created on the podcast for you and Louie. We have our tickets to Sunday's show.
Cool.
And our anniversary, our 34th anniversary, is April 21st. And I was just thinking what a great gift it would be if you could possibly mention her and her grandfather. I know it would mean a great deal to her. So anyway, have a great show on Sunday. We can't wait to get there. We're looking forward to it. And RX.
Hey, Mark, tell Doreen to not wear the same dress I'm wearing, because we're bringing her up on stage. We are going to introduce her to everybody, and she can maybe talk a little bit about her grandfather. What do you think? We're going to mention her?
No.
She's another celebrity, basically.
Kidding? I'm going to get her autograph.
Yes, so please. You guys remember Mark and Doreen?
Yes.
Absolutely. Her father, her grandfather,
Mike O'Dowd.
Mike O'Dowd,
when she said,
get a load of fatso there. And maybe if she would grace us with the great line.
Oh, she's not getting off stage without saying
that. She's got to do it.
Yeah,
and she did it so great. Yeah. Exactly. So, again, that's going to be this Sunday. Yep, at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. You get to meet Mark and Doreen, too.
Yes.
Yeah. All right? So, now, we want to... Now, pretty much the episode...
We got celebrities all over the joint.
So, now, pretty much the episode's over, right?
Yes.
Take care, goodbye, right? All that night. But we wanted to just... For everybody who's listening, who's going to... The podcast.
Yeah,
who's going to the convention.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We just want to help you out a little bit.
Help you. Yeah.
First off, when you get there, when you see Uncle Vinny's, if you're looking, you might not find parking on the street, but right across the street is a parking lot
with
a bank.
Yes.
Just pull in that parking lot and you walk right across the
street. It looks like an alleyway.
Looks like an alleyway.
It has like a green lamp post, I believe,
outside.
I think
so, yep.
Like a green lamp post.
Yep.
You'll see an alleyway. Just go down that alleyway.
Yep, and then there's a big parking lot.
Parking lot back there.
And then just walk right across the street to Uncle Vinny's.
Now, you can't use the parking lot behind, right? The one for Joe Leone's?
Like
the delicatessen behind?
I don't think so.
I think that parking lot's for Joe Leone's.
Yeah. The place on the on the corner or on the back.
Yeah, around the back. Yeah,
yeah, I think that's for another place. But
great. By the way, great Italian deli.
Is it?
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Really?
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go down there like in an afternoon one day.
Yeah, pick up something. Oh, my God.
Wow.
People who are going, for people going there.
Maybe you pick some up for the ride home or bring some home, for the next day or something.
Right. So that's the parking situation.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Across the street from Uncle Vinny's. Like I say, you may find something on the street, maybe.
We don't know. Absolutely.
And anyway, cross the street, green lamppost, looks like an alleyway. Just drive into the alleyway, and then you'll see the bank on the right or whatever.
Absolutely.
And park back there.
Now, we're definitely going to have, it says it's at 3 o'clock. We think around 2:30.
Yeah, 2:30. You can start rolling in about 2:30.
Start rolling in around 2:30.
Yeah.
And now, explain to them.
Okay, here it is.
All right, here we go, everybody.
My explanation and my vent.
Okay, I'm going to sit back, and I'm just going to enjoy this.
That's right. If I start screaming and yelling. All right. Being this is the great corrupt state of New Jersey, okay? If you're coming from out of state, we have getting a liquor license in New Jersey is extremely tough because of the corruption, okay? So now, what we have here in New Jersey, you have this thing called BYOB, bring your own bottle or bring your own booze.
Correct.
Okay, that's what it stands for, okay? So meaning Uncle Vinny does not have a liquor license, so you can't go in there and buy your beverages. But next door, there is a liquor store.
Yep.
So whatever you want, you can go in there, buy your liquor, buy wine, buy beer.
Pretty much beer and wine.
Beer and wine.
He doesn't, he's not big on like
I just want to buy like hard liquor?
Especially for comedy shows, people get really hammered.
Yeah,
and people are different drunk when they're on tequila than when they're on
on
low and brown.
Yeah, low and brown.
It's a little different, right.
Low and brown. I still love that commercial, Steak and Low and Brown.
Oh my
God, it used to make me hungry. Anyway, so you can go next door.
Yep.
Buy whatever it is you like. You know, your beer, and we'll try to keep it to beer and wine.
Yep.
And bring it in as much as you want.
Yep.
You know, and that's how it works in New Jersey.
Absolutely.
So it's BYOB. Remember that for you out of staters.
BYOB.
BYOB. Next door, buy your stuff, bring it in. You can go in and out as many times as you want.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and so that's how that works.
Yeah.
So basically your $30 ticket gets you the family style. Appetizers.
The most delicious thing ever.
And I think I don't want to quote it because I forgot, but there's definitely shrimp, some sort of shrimp. I think it's shrimp. I forget. But it's good.
Yeah. He's gonna keep it out, and it'll be coming out. So don't worry. That's what, Joe, between what, 3:30?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
3:30 and 4:30 will be the food.
The food.
That's where you get. So if you get there after 4:30, you'll be a little too late.
A little too late.
Late for the eats. Late for the eats, exactly. And then, so then at 4:30, because up until if you get there, between 2:30 and 3:30, check out the place. There'll be things to look for.
A lot of things to look at. Yep, a lot of things to look at.
And plus for the club itself, plus we're gonna have little decorations.
Yes,
we might say a little bit of decorations.
And we want you to mingle with each other, because remember, you guys know each other by name because you respond to each other's posts.
Right.
Now you can fit the face.
Exactly. And we all feel like we know each other.
Yes.
Because we all have this one huge common bond.
Mm-hmm.
It's this family-like thing of loving this show.
Yes, it is.
Everything else doesn't matter.
No.
None of it matters. No. Where you're from, all of it, none of it matters.
No. The world stops on Sunday.
Exactly.
Just stop right there. Just for a couple of hours, you're going to be in honeymoon universe.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just going to be so much fun.
Yep.
So we're also, just to give you an idea, we're definitely going to be doing, we're going to record an episode.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe we may record, it's May, everything's not official yet. We may record the episode from 3:30 to 4:30 while
they're eating.
While people are sitting down eating, so you could eat and, watch the show.
Yeah, we might do something like that, or maybe even like, because look, it's not like everybody starts eating at 3:30 like you're in a you know, I don't know, some military school, and you got to eat at a certain time, and then, you know, put your forks down.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, you know, because everybody's going to probably be done, you know, whatever, 4:50, and we're going to be like, all right, listen, we're going to start, we're going to record it, you know, we're going to record the episode, and look, it's not going to be us doing this.
No, it'll be different.
And it, I won't get into too much details, but there's going to be two parts of the show. We're going to ruin the spontaneity. Yeah. And then, of course, afterwards, well, it'll be a lot of hanging out, and then we're going to do something. We're going to have a little fun.
Yes.
Had something to do with this episode without us telling you.
Yeah.
And then hopefully at the end, we're going to do something, all of us together.
Yeah.
Do something that we do all the time, except we're going to do it all together. And I'm
going to be great. And of course, we have Brian Carney.
And of course, we have Brian Carney.
So he's going to take up a nice hunk of the show.
Yeah.
Which is, and he should.
Absolutely. That's
going to
be most. He's the headliner. Yeah. And most of the show will be about Brian, but it won't be us interviewing him because we did that.
No, we did that already.
Plus, he's our pal.
Yeah,
we don't have
to interview him.
This will be him hanging out, and you guys get to ask him some questions.
Because we're going to bring him up, and we're probably going to do Q&A.
A little Q&A
with Brian Carney. You could ask him in. He's very humble. he'll answer. Honestly, and he holds nothing back. And of course, he's going to have the hat there.
Yeah. Then afterwards, we'll have a little spot where he can hang for a bit.
Yep.
And then, of course, we can't let him.
You get his autographs. You know, you can bring
something to sign.
To be autographed. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then we might be doing something after that with me and you and Ron and Mike.
Yes.
We'll see. And
then we're going to have the other thing. The big Q&A.
And then the other thing. Yeah. So, we might do a thing where we might, I'll let you guys know, we might have these stickers where you could go there and put your name, like a name tag, like you work at Target or something, and you can write your name, and maybe if we make them big enough, you can write your name and then maybe put a line, and then underneath it, maybe like, you want to, you know,
somebody. Could be
Mr.
Joe
Manicotti.
Yeah, Mr. Manicotti, Joe Lustig.
Joe Friendsterblau.
If you could spell it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that kind of gives you an idea of what we're going to do. And look, just like this podcast, we have a bit of a format.
Yeah.
But who knows where it goes.
We don't know where it's going to go.
We just know. Listen, I'll tell you guys right now, I am so nervous about
this. Oh, we're nervous.
I am nervous. I am so Norton about this because I'm worried about the tech issues. That's my concern.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And Louie keeps on telling me, Joe, everybody there is going to be there for the same purpose.
We're all there for the same reason.
It's going to be a big hang.
That's all it is.
And I told Louie, and I'll tell you guys this, we're sharing. I said, at some point in this convention, I'm going to give Louie a look. And that look is either going to be, I can't believe we did this. This is a disaster. I was right. Or I'm going to give him the look like, Louie, you were right.
We did. Yeah.
And I'm going to have this look like, thank God you were right.
It'll be like Carney and Gleason looking at each other at the end of the Christmas episode.
Just kind of nodding at each other. We did good. And we're looking really, I'm so excited to meet you guys. I really am.
Oh, I can't wait to see. It's like in the flesh. You want to see these people in the flesh.
We feel like we know them.
Oh, yeah, because it's the friend thing. I mean, and you know, I always said this, you know, me and Joe, we're not those, our personalities, we don't come across as know-it-alls. We don't, and I think you people sense that.
Yeah.
I think that's why you get along with us very well because you know, like, we're not experts.
Listen, the only difference between you guys and us is we do a podcast.
We do a podcast. Yeah,
that's it.
But that's it. As far as knowledge, some guy out there are more knowledgeable than us.
Having fun, being funny about it.
Yeah.
We're all in the same boat.
And I think that's what people feel comfortable. And when you meet us in person, you feel just as comfortable.
Right. Just do me a favor. Give me a 2 feet space. Yeah. I need my space.
Yeah.
You know, and don't look me in the eye. I'll have my people talk to you. You're not allowed to look me in the eye.
And when you see me, no criticism, please. I'll take it very well.
You know what? You know what they're all going to say? They're all going to say
come
to
up
you.
The, yeah.
No, but no. Honestly, they're going to be amazed on how tall you are.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't think they realize, you know, that you're a relatively tall guy.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
You know, so I think that's going to be a big thing. And maybe they're going to break your chops a little bit. Like, the shirt doesn't really fit you too well.
Yeah, like,
just because they want to critique you. So, Listen.
Say, I have the bill for this particular type of garment.
So, listen, this is... oh,
Joe,
I'm excited.
Before Joe, go ahead. Things that are for sale at Uncle Vinny's. Can you
explain? All right, so Uncle Vinny's is going to have a bunch of different things. Mm-hmm. We're going to we got stuff for you guys.
Yeah,
you don't realize with some help with some good friends, we got stuff for you.
Yeah,
everybody's going to walk out with something.
Oh yeah,
all right, you're walking out with something, and Dino has T-shirts, hooded sweatshirts. All that stuff. You're going to be able to get one of the Honeymooner Podcast Raccoon Convention
shirts. If you don't have one,
absolutely. He's got so much stuff that if you want to buy any of the merchandise, mm-hmm. so there'll be and of course, right now we have two tables.
Yeah.
Scott Tepperman,
yes,
and Brother Norton have two tables, and they're going to be filled with stuff that they're looking to sell.
Phenomenal collections, both of them.
Absolutely, and it's going to not just be Honeymooner stuff.
No, anything.
There's going to be some
other collectibles.
Other collectible cool stuff.
So just bring cash.
If you're looking to
Buy it from those guys. I can imagine, yeah.
And at the very least, you'll be able to meet all the guys.
Oh, God.
John Espo, Scott Tepperman, they're coming from Florida.
Florida.
Tepperman is a lunatic. Him and his wife are leaving Friday, driving up, staying for the weekend, and they're driving back down Monday. Like, that's just mental illness. It's just crazy. That's why I have so much pressure on me. Like, this has to be the
pressure
best
on the brain.
Ever.
It's got to be removed.
Exactly.
Thank God they built that highway. They saved 5 hours.
All right. So that kind of covers it. So if you're listening to this and you know you got friends that are going to there, tell them to listen to the episode so they have the
little direction we're giving you.
Right.
And Joe's going to post a video before the week is over,
mm-hmm.
and he'll post that with more when we really finalize everything. We're not going to give the whole thing away because, you know, but for the most part, so you guys have some kind of direction so when you walk in, you know, you're going to understand, like, what's going to happen.
Right.
You don't want to just walk into this, you know, into nothing. You want to know
what's going to be
going to happen, so you can prepare yourself. You know, people like being prepared.
Yeah, they want to know what they're
walking into. Yeah,
right. Exactly. Because I know you're going to. I know there's going to be so many idiots that are going to walk in and they're going to go, "Whoa!
What a surprise!"
It's so stupid. All right. So let's end this episode. And so who do we thank? We got to thank Silk City Hot Sauce. Oh, that's right. My goodness. I'm sorry. I forgot. I am so excited about this whole thing. I forgot. We're not even doing the episode the right way.
Yeah, our format's a little... Well, we just had to interject that little note in there.
Here we go.
While we had your attention.
Here we go. Sorry. It's Louis's 75th.
75th.
Yeah. Favorite clip bit to do on the show. Here we go.
Now, Tom, who is our first guest, please?
Herb!
Our first guest, ready to leap the first hurdle on his way to the $99,000 answer, is our
comedian from Astoria, Joe Conte.
I want to see the expression on your face when you miss it.
Wow, she's a real dude.
I don't think I ever used Astoria, Joe.
What?
I don't think I ever used
You've
a story.
Never used a story. Wow, that's why good. That was a real shock. That was a real shock.
I'm running out of towns here. They didn't mention 122 towns. The 30 miles I have to use. Go back to a couple.
All right. Let's see. What do we got?
Oh, okay. What is the name of the interviewer at the employment agency? The Frank Marth character. Hit the TikTok.
Yeah. How about initials?
W.
What is it? Madonna?
Mr.
What
do you mean? No, Mr.
Oh. 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 Man, I think I know this.
Oh, you don't. You definitely know. When I say
I know it.
I think it's Frank Marth.
It's Mr. Mm-hmm. something with W.
W. I'll give you another hint. Dennis the Menace.
Wilson.
Yes.
How did Dennis I not know that? That is absolutely pathetic.
I'm actually impressed that you knew when I said Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, Mr. Wilson. And I hate Dennis the Menace. I never liked Dennis the Menace. But Mr. Wilson. Oh, my God. And they use him twice. Yeah. Earl Wilson's column.
Earl Wilson's column. Who's a real man. Who's a real person.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Earl Wilson was a real person.
Real.
Big time. Big time Hollywood critic or gossip columnist or whatever.
I did not know that.
Earl Wilson was big.
Well, that's a good question. Yeah. I know most of the maniacs knew that one, but that was terrible. All right.
Just telling all you guys, be prepared.
I'm looking forward to this. Yeah.
Be prepared.
All right. No critiquing Louie. No. And,
and you know, that like opened up a can of worms. Like everybody who sees me is going to come up and critique me.
They're going to bust your balls so bad.
Forget it. I'm going to blow. My raccoon hat's going to be on fire.
That's right. Because there's also going to be raccoon hats there for sale. I don't know how much he's selling them, but he's got a bunch of them. So if you want to buy a raccoon hat, he's got them.
Okay.
So that's another thing they'll be selling too. So, all right. Who do we thank? We got to thank Silk City Hot Sauce, of course.
Yes.
Thank all of you guys who listen, email us, comment on Facebook, and all of you full-grown enough fraternity members and future fraternity members. Right. Share some of our episodes or YouTube videos with friends on your social media, or share directly with your pals in the sewer or at the bus depot. And if you want to follow me on all my social media platforms, it's Joe Conte Comic. And that's it. Episode 122 in the books. For me, Joe Conte, and my pal Louis Fats, we say we'll see you next time.
E pluribus raccoonum. Good night, all.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.